butternut.
Mm-hmm. They're a winner. They keep all winter. They're like a pumpkin. They look like a pumpkin color, and they're shaped like a guitar.
That's a new one. All right. You mentioned a while ago sweet potatoes. Have you ever heard those called baby
yams? Yams, but they are different.
What's the difference?
I don't know, but there's a difference. There's a difference in the way the vine looks, and there's a difference in the taste of them. The sweet potatoes can be two or three different colors, while the yams, all the deep, deep orange. There is a difference.
Do you prefer one over the other?
Mm-hmm. The yams best. It's more sugary.
All right. This is what I'm thinking of here. You might have heard people talk about making it by the wash pot full. You'd get the husk off of corn, and you might use a lye to get it off.
Oh, hominy.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Do people around here do that?
Mm-hmm. There are few, very few make hominy now. My mother used to make it.
Did she use lye in the preparation?
She used wood ashes, which has lye in it.
Now this is a particular southern food that people eat, might eat for breakfast.
Homebrew,
grits,
white lime.
Mm-hmm. We don't ever have them though, because we don't need them.
Now, that's another starchy food that the Chinese eat a lot of.
They say, now I've never seen a field, but they say there are
fields. White grains, you know, grows in flooded fields.
Right.
Sure. Now, what would you call homemade alcohol that you hear people talking about being made still?
Homebrew.
Uh-huh. Was that ever made?
White Lightning.
Sure.
People homebrew is what they made at home. White Lightning is what they make out in the mountains.
People still do that?
Why, Lord, yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. They say, now I've never seen a still, but they say there are a few.
You ever heard call anything besides white
wine? I've heard it called rot gut whiskey.
Right. It's made out of
moonshine.
Plain little old
moonshine.
Some kind of thing. It's not white wine. Okay. I don't know the difference,
right,
but I know the difference.
All right, something that you would pour on pancakes.
I know what the syrup was we called put on our pudding. Hush pudding.
Oh, honey.
We called the syrup the hush pudding. I never shall forget, we had a guest at home one time for breakfast.
Molasses.
Now, is there any difference to you?
Yes.
My brother said, push cup.
Well, molasses is made out of sugar cane. And the syrup is made out of this just plain little old, some kind of cane that's not like molasses. I don't know the difference, but I know the difference if I taste it. I know what the syrup was we called put on our pudding. Hush puppy.
It was milk
and call it the hush puppy. I never shall forget, we had a guest at home one time and for breakfast. We had something, we had a hush puppy, and my brother said, hush puppy, and the girl that was sitting next to him, she said, well, I sure will. I'll hush.
Do you have any idea why they call it that?
No.
Did other people around here use that word?
No, not that I know of.
Just y'all?
Mm-hmm. Well, it kept you quiet, you know, while you were eating.
I guess so.
It was milk and spices and vanilla and so on. It was good.
Sure. Okay. All right, this word, say if I have a belt on that's made out of leather, I might say, well, now this isn't imitation leather. This
that's
is
right. That's been,
real leather.
Yeah.
Cowhide.
Okay. Another word for real you might use?
Genuine.
Sure. Okay. What about sugar that was sold right out of the barrel by the scoop instead of prepackaged, like it is now? How would you say it was being sold?
By the pound, by the scoop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another word?
Mm-hmm.
Say it begins with a B.
By the bushel?
No, not really. How would you ever use the word B-U-L-K?
Oh, in the book, that's right. That's in, yeah.
That would be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.